सहनावतु सहनोऽवनतु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णुः गुरुर्देव महेश्वर गुरुरेव परम ब्रह्म तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः समस्त जन कल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्म विद्वरम् सच्चिदानंद रूपाय विश्वोत्पत्यादिहेतवे तापत्रय विनाशाय श्रीकृष्णाय वयं नमः.
We are in Canto 3, Chapter 19, and we have seen up to verse number 26. In verse number 26, in 25, we find Karena Karmulena Aham. Premalji, FedEx has come. I receive it. Karena Karmulena Aham. The Bhagwan with his soft hand. The different type of weapons were used. Now lastly, one slap. Karnamool, and he fell down. Sah ahato Viswajita. Sah means he, Hiranaksha. Ahato means having hurt. By whom? Viswajita, by Lord. He avagya, indifferently, paribhraman, paribhramat gatra. And gatra, his body was reeling, beating on the ground. Udasta lochanam, and the eyes are bulge out. Udasta lochanam. Visina, what are the things broken when he fell down? Lord gave him only one slap. And you see, Bahu was broken. Arm broken. Angri means hips. Broken. Siro ruha, head and hair. Atpat, and fell down. How he fell down? Yatha, like. Nagendra means a big tree. Nagendra, lulito nabhasvata. Lulito means uprooted by, nabhasvata means by the wind. As by the wind, big tree is uprooted, same way Hiranyaksha fell down. Then, 27.
Krito sayanam tamakuntha varchasam karaladamstram paridastadachadam ajadayo vikshasasam suranam aho imam konu labhet samsthitim.
Chito means on the ground. He was lying on the ground. Sayan, lying on the ground. Tama means Hiranyaksha. Hiranyaksha is lying on the ground. Akuntha varchasam. Varchasam means glow. Akuntha means unfaded glow. He is dead, but the glow in his face is still there. Brilliance is still there. Karal dastram. Karal dastram means fearful teeth. Paridast dakshadam. And he was biting his own lips. Aj adayo. Aj. Who is Aj? Aj means which is, who is not born. Huh? Unborn. Who is unborn? Which Lord? Brahma. Brahma is on the lotus, you know, he was not born. He is called Aja. Aja Adayo. Adayo means other devatas were also there. So Brahmaji and other devatas, which having seen Sasansur Agata, they all arrived. How? Admiring. Admiring Lord and killing of this Hiranyaksha, Brahmaji and others, they all came together. And what did they say? Aho imam kuna labhet sansitam. Who could meet such a blessed death? Brahmaji is praising. Who could meet such a death? So Brahma and other approached him lying dead on the ground with his hero's brilliance, yet unfaded, and his terrific fangs and closely set teeth adding to his grimness of his appearance. They all cried out, oh, how fortunate he is to meet with his death at the hands of Lord. Now Mahatma says, why his body was brilliant? Why the glow was there? Normally when person dies, immediately we see glow goes away. So Mahatma says, because Lord touched him. Because Lord touched him, therefore the brilliance of the glow was still there. The soul has gone out, subtle body has gone out, but in the gross body the brilliance is still there. So Devta cried out, how fortunate is Hiranyaksha who died seeing Paramatma in front of him. Only rare devotees get this chance. When you are dying, Lord is standing in front of you. Same happened with Bhishma Pitama also. Very rare devotees, they get this chance. Next.
Yam yogino yoga samadhinaraho dhyayanti linga dasato mumukshaya tasai sadaityar rishabhapadahato mukham prapashas tanumutsasarja.
Yam means whom. Yoginaha, yogi, they trying to reach. The yam is the Lord. Yogi try to reach that Lord. How? Yoga samadhina raho. Raho means in secularism. In secularism, they stay and they do this mystic trance. What they do? Dhyayanti. They meditate upon. Lingad asato mumukshaya. Mumukshaya means those who want mumuksha, those who want liberation. What they do? They meditate on Lord, considering body as, ling means body, asat means as unreal. So those yogis who meditate in seclusion, considering their body as unreal, they want that feet, that charan, that Lord. Thus is of him this, Daitya Rishabha. Daitya Rishabha means the crest jewel of Diti. Crest jewel of Diti? Son of Diti, Pad Ahato, Lord hit him by his feet. Pad Ahato, once Gada came, na? At that time, how Lord saved himself? By his left foot. Pad Ahato. Mukham Prapasyam, Mukham and face, Prapasyam, while gazing. Now he has fell down on the ground and he is gazing Lord. Tanu utsarja, tanu body, utsarja, he left, cast off his body. So Brahmaji continued, he was struck by a forefoot of the Lord, whom yogi seeking freedom from their unreal material bodies meditate upon in seclusion in mystic trance. So everybody wants or meditate on the feet of the Lord. And he was so lucky, was hit by Lord by his feet. While gazing on his countenance, this crest jewel of Diti son cast off his mortal coil. You see, yogi do meditate in ekant, in the secluded place, to get rid this physical body. They don't practice yoga to make the body healthy. They don't practice yoga to make body healthy. They know this body is asat, unreal. As per Gita, those who are able to concentrate on Lord, they are called first class yogi, ananya bhakta. Single pointedly, who meditate on the Lord, they are ananya bhakta. One who dies in meditation, concentrating mind on the Lord, gets liberation. In chapter 8 of Bhagavad Gita, you will find different types of death is mentioned there. How you should leave your body. It's all in chapter 8 of Bhagavad Gita. And also one who dies remembering the Lord also, he also gets mukti. Because Lord has said, antakalecha mavevas maranukta kalevaram yaprayati sadmadbhavam yati nastra sansaya. There is no doubt, no sansaya. What? If you leave your body and you are remembering Lord, so simple. Lord says, you reach me. Chapter 8, slok number 5. There is no doubt about that. But it is very difficult. We don't know what will happen. We may go into coma before death, lay on the bed for more. So Mahatma says that if you start doing japa of the Lord, whole of life, then a japa jap will happen. You don't have to do it physically now. It's continuously you are doing it mentally. Even at the time of going into coma also you are mentally chanting the name of the Lord. So where will that person go? So what we have to do? While living also we have to remember Lord. How can we remember Lord 24 hours? Our Gurudev used to say meditation is 24 hours. It's not sitting early in the morning for 5 minutes or 10 minutes. How we can remember Lord 24 hours? Yes, Karma Yoga. What is Karma Yoga? Every time, all action, starting from brushing of your teeth, doing any action, you are remembering Lord, remembering Lord, remembering Lord, remembering Lord. So this way you are remembering. So Lord is entering back door. You are doing action outside, but you are remembering Lord. Whether this action, Lord will be happy or not. By this action, Lord will be happy or not. By this action, Lord will be happy or not. You are remembering Lord again. So if you remember Lord, what happens? Your mind is purified. If you don't remember Lord, if you remember word, what happens? Just ulta. Your mind becomes impure. Now in Karma Yoga, your mind is becoming pure or impure? You are acting at the same time, you are remembering Lord. So it is getting purified. Are you understanding the science behind it? This way mind will get purified. Is there any other way? Any vikalp, any shortcut? No. Why there is no shortcut? Because we cannot stay without action even for a moment. Actions bind us, and through actions we can get liberation also. Clear? Absolutely clear. Actions bind us. Which action bind us? Actions which are not for the happiness of the Lord bind us. Actions which are not for the happiness of the Lord, they bind us. And the same action, if it is done for the happiness of the Lord, will purify us and liberate us. Now you understand the benefit, glory, importance of Karma Yoga.
We have got no other alternative. No other alternative. We have to do karma yoga.
29.
Etau tau parshada vasya shapadyata vasadgatim punagati payai sthanam prapatsete hajanma bhihi.
Etau means two. Two. Tau, both. Parsad. Parsad means parsado. Parsad means two parsad. Parsad means attendants. Attendants of Lord. Who are these two attendants of the Lord? Hiranaksha and Hiranyakasipu. Kasipu. Asya sapat. Asya means Bhagwan. Who gave the sap? Four Kumaras they gave. Sapat. Yato means have gone. Asadgatim. Asadgatim. They have gone to demonic devolution, you can say. They have come down to the asur level. They are born in asur family. Punah, again, katipaya sthanam hi janma bhi. Katipaya sthanam, they will take some more births. We know it's, they will take in all three births. So one birth is over. So they will be taking two births. Hiranyaksha, one birth. Birth is over. He is killed. But Hiranyakasipu is still there. And both will be born three times in all. So, katipa few, sthanam, place. Prapatya sete, prapatya will get back. They will go back to Vaikunth. They will go back to Vaikunth. This is Brahmaji saying. Brahmaji knows what is happening. So, these two personal assistants of Bhagwan, having been cursed, having been destined to take birth in asur families, after a few such births, they will return to their own position. So they will be again, they were the great devotees of Lord. Jaya Vijaya, they were great devotees of Lord. So they will go back to their own places.
Deva uchuhu namo namaste akhila yajna tantave sito grihi tamalas Tamala sattva murtaye dishtyahatoyam jagatamaruntudaha tvatpada bhaktya vayamisha nirvritaha.
Namo namaste, salutation, Brahmaji saying to Bhagwan, who has taken the form of boar, Bara Bhagwan. Akhila yajna tantave, you are the enjoyer of all yajna, all sacrifices are enjoyed by you. Sthito means your purpose is what? Why you have taken this form, bore form? To maintain the world. Because the world, I mean the prithvi was inside waters, he is again placing at proper place so that the world can come into existence again. Grihit, for that purpose you have taken or you have assumed amal satya murte, pure goodness form. So Bhagwan's body is made of sattva gun, so pure amal, sattva murtaye, dishtaya, fortunately, hatah ayam, fortunately you have killed this Hiranyaksha, because they were all very, very worried. It was total darkness all over. So now they are saying, they are thankful to Bhagwan that you have killed him. Jagatam aruntud. Aruntud means he was tormenting the world. Hiranyaksha was tormenting the world. He used to go to swarg also. And Devta used to hide. Came into the water also to fight with the Varun Devta. So he was tormenting the world. Tvat pada bhaktya vayam isham nibrita. Tvat pad, your feet, bhaktya with devotion, bhakti, vayam, we all. Isha, you are Lord. Nibrita means we have attained happiness. By worshipping your feet, Brahmaji saying, all the devtas are there, by worshipping your feet, we get the happiness. So, all salutation unto you. You are enjoyer of all yajna sacrifices and you have assumed the form of Varaha boar in pure goodness for the purpose of maintaining the world. Fortunately for us, this asur, who was a torment to the world and has been slain by you, And we too, Lord, are now at ease in devotion to your lotus feet. So body of Varaha Bhagwan is Dibya. Here also it is written Sattva. And we know our body is made of Rajas and Tamas. But Lord's body is Sattva Pradhan. It is Dibya. It is in the boar form. And how is that? Yajna Swarupa. Yajna. One name of Lord Vishnu is Yajna. In Vishnu Sahasranam there are 1,000 names. You will find one name is Yajna. So he is Yajna Swarupa. All Yajna are for the Vishnu's happiness. That is the real purpose of our life. All Yajna are for the happiness of Vishnu. That is purpose of our life. So Lord is also doing the same thing. He has taken out earth from the water. For whose happiness? Not his own happiness. Therefore, all our actions also should be for the happiness of the Lord. Since we are the part of God, we should do the same thing. We are also part of the God. Therefore, we also should do same thing. If we don't do, what happens? In Bhagavad Gita, it is said in chapter 3, slok number 9, Yajyarthat karmane anyatra loko yam karma bandana tadartham karma kaunteya mukta sangha samachara. Yajya arthat. Yajya. Yajna. Yajna vai Vishnu. Always you have to remember what is Yajna. Vishnu. Any action which is not for Vishnu. Yajna artha anyatra. Actions not done for Vishnu. Loko yam karma bandhana. In this lok, it will bind you. We just now saw. Tadartham karma kaunteya mukta sangha samachara. Tadartham, therefore, O Arjun, what we should do? We all should do all our actions for his happiness in detached way. Sangha taktva, mukta sangha, mukta sangha. Next.
Maitreya uvacha. Evam hiranyakshamasaya vikramam sasadayitva hariradisukarah jagamalokam swamakhanditostavam samidita pushkara vishtaradivihi.
Maitriya. So the dialogue is going between Maitri and Vidur. Vidur. Where is this meeting happening? Haridwar. So evam this, now evam thus, Hiranaksham, Hiranaksham, that Hiranaksha, Asaya Vikram, very powerful, Hiranaksha was very powerful, Saha, Lord, Sadayitva, after killing, Sadayitva means after killing, Hariradi Sukara, origin of the boar species, Hariradi Sukara, the first boar on earth was Varaha Bhagwan. First boar was Varaha Bhagwan. So he is Adi Sukar. Adi Sukar. Jagam, he returned. Where? Lokam, to his lok. Which lok? Swam, his own lok. Akhandit Utsavam, uninterrupted festival. Utsavam. Utsavam means the happiness. We will see that. Utsavam means happiness. So in his lok, what is there? Uninterrupted happiness is there. So after completing his job, he went to his own lok. Samiritah, Samiritah being praised. Pushkar Vishta. Who is Pushkar Vishta? Pushkar? Flower. Sitting on flower. So another name of Brahmaji? Pushkar Vishta. Pushkar Vishta. Adivi. पुष्कर विष्टा माने ब्रह्मा जी एंड आदि, आदि मीन्स अदर देवता वी आर ऑल्सो देयर. सो नाउ द प्रेज ऑफ दिस एपिसोड इज बींग सेट फ्रॉम वर्स नंबर 31-38. मैत्री इज सेइंग हरि हु इनकार्नेटेड एज वराहा दस डिस्ट्रॉयड Hiranyaksha and returned to his eternal abode of light, while Brahma and other devata sang him hymns of praise. So Lord is addressed here Adi Sukar. Adi Sukar is the original of the species of boar, origin. And he is the cause of the whole cosmos, therefore he is also called Adi Purush. Adi Purush, he is the cause of the whole world, therefore called Adi Purush. So Adyam in Gita it is said, and he has how many forms he has got? He has got 84 lakhs forms. And he can take any form, whatever form he wants, he can take any form. Therefore we have got Matsavatar and Disavatar. And in Gita it is also said, Matta Sarvam Pravartate. Matta, from me everything has come. He is the original cause. Why he took the form of Varaha? Because his goal was to find out Prithivi. And Prithivi represents smell, Gandha. Gandha. So how you will find out Prithivi? You have to smell. And Varaha, the boar, you will always find. Always his head is down on the Prithivi and so, so. So so karati iti sukar, it is said. So after killing Asur, he went to his abode. It means he has abode which is transcendental residence, is beyond this. Other than Prithvi lok, it is different lok to which he went. Akhanda utsab. Akhanda utsab means uninterrupted pleasure is there. In his transcendental lok, there is complete happiness is always present in Vaikuntha Lok, and he is being worshipped by Brahmaji Adidev. According to Varaha Puran, there is a Puran which is called Varaha Puran. It is said Lord did not return to his Vaikuntha immediately. He went to Varaha Lok. There is a lok which is called Varaha Lok. What he did there? He married Prithvi and stayed there for some time in Varaha Lok. This is according to Varaha Puran. Okay, next.
Maya yatha nuktamavadite harehe kritavatarasya sumitra cheshtitam yatha hiranyaksha udara vikramah महामृधे क्रीरनवन्निराकृतः
मया बाय मी यथा एज अनुक्तम अवादी अनुक्तम टोल्ड अवादी एक्सप्लेन एज टोल्ड एंड एक्सप्लेन टू मी बाय माय गुरु हु इज सेइंग मैत्री सेइंग मैत्री सेइंग As told to me by my guru, as explained to me by my guru, te hare krit avatarasya. So that hari krit avatarasya, who has assumed the incarnation of boar, sumitra, vidur cheshtitam, his activities, I told you. So I have not added anything it. So whatever I have heard in my guru sishya parampara, whatever my guru told, I am telling you only this much. Yatha Hiranyaksha Udar Vikramo. As, Yatha means as, Hiranyaksha Udar Vikram, very extensive prowess. Mahamridhe, the great fight. Kridanvat, as if playing, Krida means play. So for Lord, it was only Krida, play. He allowed him to show his all magical things and everything. But for him, Hiranyaksha was just like a toy for him. Even Arakritaha, Nirakritaha was killed. O Vidur, in accordance with what I heard from my teachers, I have narrated to you how Sri Hari incarnated himself and killed Hiranyaksha in a battle that was no more than a play for him. So here it indicates that Maitreya heard in Guru Shishya Parampara, whatever he heard, he had narrated that. He had not added anything. So unless knowledge is transferred through parampara, it will not be valid and effective. That is why we again and again say, the knowledge, whether it is knowledge of Bhagavad Katha, should come in parampara. Even the Kathakar should be also in parampara. He must have heard from his guru. Or even our Vedang, it should be parampara. It should be in parampara. That is why perhaps I said in Vivek Chudamani class day before on Sunday that the people should listen to the Vedant only from a teacher who has come from parampara. Because the real meaning is never written. You can write 1,000 commentaries, but the real meaning is passed on when you are in parampara. You get to know, oh, this is like this, this is like this. So you see, this is also saying the same thing. When Shankaracharya appeared, at that time there were many, many mata about the Gita, many types of commentaries. Each one said, no, this one is real. He is wrong. Then Shankaracharya wrote commentary on Bhagavad Gita. He wrote commentary on Upanishad also, and he showed whatever he said in Brahma Sutra or it is said in Upanishad or in Gita, it is one and same. And in our Guru Shishya Parampara, we also come to know what is said in Bhagavad, what is said in Ramayana, what is said in Upanishad is one and same. Again and again, the same thing is being told. Now it is the choice of the listeners. Some they want in story form, Bara Bhagwan, this and that. But again they will come down to the same thing. They will tell you the same Vedanta.
Suta Uvacha Iti Kausaravakhyatam Asrutya Bhagavat Katham Kshatanandam param lebhe Bhagava Mahabhagavatudvija.
Now Sut, this dialogue is going on between Sut and Saunak. Saunak, they are the Rig Vedi doing the Karma Kand for 1,000 years. So in between the Karma Kand, they are getting some time. They are asking question to Sut ji. Please tell me about the Leela of Bhagwan. So now Sut ji is addressing this Saunak Rishi. There are 88,000 rishis sitting there. They are talking about the Bhagavatam. Iti Kausar. Iti means thus. Kusar, son of Kusar is Kausar. That means Maitreya. Maitreya father name was Kusar. Kusaru. Akhyatam told. Asrutya heard Bhagavat Katham, narration of Lord. Chata means Vidur. Anandam param lebe. Vidur was very happy after listening to the Bhagavat Katha. Anandam param. He achieved lot of anand. Mahabhagavato dvija. Mahabhagavata means he is a devotee of the Lord. Mahabhagavat. Who? Vidur. Great devotee of Lord. Dvija means Brahman. Brahman means Sut is addressing to Saunak and 88,000 Rishi. The Sut Vacha, O Brahman, the great Bhakt Vidur was overjoyed to hear this account of the Lord's deed from the Maitreya. So Bhagwan Leela should be heard from the authoritative source. It becomes authority when heard from the spiritual master. Listening of Leela Bhagwan from non-devotee can be dangerous. If somebody interprets according to his method, which is contradictory to Vedanta, that will mislead you. So becoming Brahman or cultivating Brahman qualities or Upavitam is not sufficient to hear Katha. Your mind should be pure to receive it and understand it. And Kathakar should also be in Parampara only. Next.
Anne sham punna slokanam uddamaya shasham satam upasrutya bhaven modah srivat sankasya kim punah.
Annesam means others. Others means of the bhakta. So there are activities of bhakta and the activities of Lord. In Bhagavatam you will find the activities of Dhruva, Prahlad, and this will be also come. So listening to the katha of bhakta is also very, very punya. Punya slokan nam, they are pious, and uddam yasasam, their glory is also spread. So bhakta glory also spread. We still talk about Dhruva and Prahlad. So annesam means leelaj of the bhakta, charitra, character of the bhakta. When we listen to the stories of bhakta, then also we get ananda. Satam means bhakta. Upasrutya, on by hearing, bhavan moda. Bhavan moda means we get happiness. Moda. We get happiness when we listen to the character or his leela of bhakta. We get moda. Srivat sankam kipuna. So what to talk about the Lord? Even by listening to the katha of a bhakta, we get ananda. So what to talk about the katha of the Lord? So what to speak of hearing of the pastime of the Lord whose chest is marked with the Srivatsa? People may take transcendental pleasure even in hearing of the works and deeds of bhakta whose fame is immortal. So who is Bhagavatam? Bhagavatam means Leela of Bhagwan. Leela, pastime of Bhagwan. And Bhagavatam also means Bhakta Bhagwan. So devotee is called also Bhagavatam. Great devotee like Vidur was addressed like Bhagavatam. So Charitra, Prahlad, Dhruva, Raja Ambarish, and all these are joy-giving. If you study, if you hear, then you get a lot of happiness. In Mahabharata, history of Pandava and their activities are also sacred because of their direct relationship with the Lord. When we listen about the Pandavas, see what happens, they all purify our mind. All purify our mind because we are thinking about Lord. When we are seeing the sports of Bhakta, we are thinking about the Lord, how Dhruv did his tapas. Even facing so much of adversity from the own family, Prahlad was always thinking about the Lord. Next.
Yoga Jendram Chasakrastam Dhyayantam Charanambujam Kroshantinam Karenunam Krichatro Mochayadrutam.
Yog means he who. Gajendra, king of elephant, Gajendra, Jasagrastam. Gajendra was caught by one crocodile, alligator. Jasagrastam. What he did? Dhyantam charnambujam. He started remembering or thinking or meditating on Lord. Charna ambuja, lotus feet of the Lord. Krosantinam. Krosantinam was crying. Who were crying? Karenunam, all the female elephants with Gajendra. So he was taking bath in the river, whole family. Varuna. Krichato amochayat drutam. Krichato from the danger. Krichato amochayat means delivered drutam quickly. He remembered Lord and immediately action was taken and he was released from the alligators. Draupadi also only remembered. Nobody else could help her. Nobody could help her. So Bhagwan saved Gajendra, who was attacked by a crocodile, alligator. He meditated upon the lotus feet of the Lord. At that time, female elephants who accompanied Gajendra were crying, and Lord saved Gajendra from danger. So Gajendra Mukh shows that even animal, if he is a bhakta, can be saved by Lord. In earlier life, he was a great bhakta, Gajendra. That is why you could remember ki, I have to take the name of the jar. But even if you are a sattvic and if you don't remember Lord, then you will not get any benefit. We all know science behind it. We have to take the name of the Lord. Are we taking? Will we get benefit? No. So Lord becomes happy by taking his name, remembering his name, or meditating on his name. Just take the name of the Lord, remember Lord, or meditate on Lord.
Tam sukharadham rijuviran anna sharanai nribihi kritagya kona seveta duraradham asadhubihi.
Tam means unto him, sukharadham. Sukharadham, easily worship. Very easy to worship. Riju means simple, straightforward. Rijubhi, ananya means no other shelter. We always say if you are worshipping one Bhagwan, worship that Bhagwan also. But the confusion starts when you have got different types of Bhagwan. A doubt comes, I am worshipping Lord Krishna, Lord Shiva is also on the altar, he will be unhappy. Ananya, saranai means shelter, nribhi by men. Kritagya, grateful, ko na sevet, what not serve, duradhyam asadu bhi. For a bhakta it is very easy to get Lord. But duradhyam asadu bhi, one who is not a bhakta, asadu. For a sadhu, it is easy, very simple, straightforward. O sadhu, duraradhyam. He will not get Lord. So, what grateful soul is there who would not render his loving service to such a great Bhagwan? The Lord can be easily pleased by spotless devotees who resort exclusively to him. Ananya, for protection. Unrighteous man finds it difficult to worship him. They don't believe. Asura in the Bhagavad Gita also, they think they are Ishwar. They don't even believe in Ishwar. So we should be grateful to the Lord for all his grace we have received. We should be grateful because we have got the sun sign, moon sign, and everything he has provided. But we are not grateful to him. Those who do not recognize, these are ungrateful to Lord, and in our Shastra they said they are thieves. You are utilizing and you are not acknowledging. We are utilizing sun sign, but we are not acknowledging.
Yo vai hiranyakshavadham mahadbhutam vikriritam karana sukaratmanah srunoti gayati anumodatenjasa vimuchyate brahmavadadidvijaha.
Yo he who vai indeed hiranyakshavadham, this hiranyakshavada episode, killing of demon hiranyaksha, mahadbhutam, most wonderful, Vikriditam. It is past time. It's a Leela Bhagwan. Karan Sukar Atmana. For the reason of taking out the earth from the ocean, Srunoti, if somebody hears. This episode of Hiranyakashipu, if somebody hears, Gayati, Gayati means sings it. Anumodat, Anumodate, Anumodat means takes pleasure in that. Anjasa, immediately, Vimuchyate, he becomes freed. Freed from what? Brahma vad adapi dvija, killing of Brahman. Brahma Bad, you have killed Brahman. He is freed from that also. O Brahman, anyone who hears, chants and takes pleasure in the wonderful narration of the killing of Asur Hiranyaksha by the Lord, who appeared as first avatar as Varaha to save the world, is at once relieved of the result of sinful activities, even the killing of Brahman. So killing of Brahman is considered most sinful activity. One who hears Leela Bhagwan, he gets absolved from the sins including Brahman Hatya. So petty sins all are included. So even after knowing this, if people don't serve Bhagwan, so will you call them sadhu or asadhu? They are asadhu. They are asadhu.
Etan mahapunyamalam pavitram dhanyam yasasyam padamayurasisham pranendriyanam yudhisauravardhanam narayanonte gatiranga sunvatam.
So now the false shruti is given. If you listen to this episode, what will you get? Etan mahapunya, etan mane this narration, mahapunya, great punya you will get. Amalam, alam pavitram. Alam pavitram is sacred. How is that? Very sacred. Alam pavitram. If you listen to this episode, it is very, very sacred. You will get dhanyam. You will be conferred with wealth. Yasasyam. You will get fame. Wealth, fame. Padam. Padam means the ultimate gati. That pada. Goal, padam, ayu means longevity. Then asisham means whatever object you desire. Asisham, pran indriyanam yudhi shauryavardhanam. Shauryavardhanam, it will increase your strength. Which strength? Pran and indriyanam. Prana is our energy house. Prana gives us energy. Indriya, they will become sar. In the yudhi, in the yuddha. What is the meaning of yudhi here? Yudhi means in following your obligatory duty, your kartavya karma. Sorry, Vardhanam. Narayana ante gati angam srinavantam. Narayana ante, end of life, gati, shelter, anga here means here saunak. So the talk is going between sut and saunak. Srinavantam, those who listen, they get this thing. So false shruti is given in 38. O saunak, this most sacred leela confirmed extraordinary merit, wealth, fame, longevity, and all objects of one's desire. On the field of battle, it promotes strength of vital organs and organs of action. One who listens to it at the last moment of his life is transferred to the abode of Lord. So even if tap and dhyan is not done by a bhakta, no tap and dhyan, only listening of this katha. But he listens to this lila, he will get wealth, fame, longevity, etc. Therefore, we all should give some time, 1 hour in a week, to listen to Bhagavad Katha. Phalasruti is given here because it is the Visram Sthan of the first day of Saptah. On the first day of Saptah, they cover this much. This is Visram Sthan. See, if we see our own life, we will find that all actions are done by the Lord. We all know all our indriyas function because of His presence. All our ability, capability, whatever we have got, capacity, it is because of Him. If I am a doctor, engineer, it is because of His kripa only. But what happens? Two things happen when we, without studying the Shastra, we act in the world. When we are successful in our action, ego comes. We say, I have done. And if we are unsuccessful, we start worrying, chinta. So both are bad. Ahankar is also bad, chinta is also bad. Because happening and not happening is not in our hand. It is according to His ways. According to His ways. How do you see success and failure is according to His ways? It is said in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18, slok number 14, Adhishtanam tatha karta karnam cha pratak vidam vividhascha prathak cheshta daivam chaivatra panchamam. Or any action you require 5 things. Or any action you require 5 things. Adhishtanam, body is required. Then karta, doer is required. Body is there but karta is not there. Karta resides in, we talked only in the Vivek Churamani class last Sunday. Oh, there is nobody here except Premalji. Karta resides in intellect. Buddhi. Karanam, you need instruments. Instrument means you need eye, ears, hand, legs. Instruments are needed. Karanam cha prathak vidam, vividhas cha prathak cheshta. If you have got everything but you don't put in effort, cheshta nahi karo. I have got a body, I have got the intellect, I have got the instrument, but I am not putting in effort. Will anything happen? No. Cheshta, you have to put in effort. And fifth one is the daivam. The in each action, if he concerned, then you are successful. If you are successful in any case, in any action, know it for sure that Devta has given his consent. If you are not successful, that means body is there, intellect is there, instruments are there, I put in effort also, but unsuccessful. So from my side there, I can do only 4 things. Body, intellect, instruments, and I tried also. Unsuccessful. Devta didn't bite. He did not consent. And if I am successful, he consented. Now, after today, don't be dukhi. If it is not happening, that means, we think this is very good for us, but he knows whether this is good for us or not, whether we will require it in future or not. We don't know our future. He knows.
इति श्रीमद् भागवते महापुराणे परमहंस्यां संहितायां तृतीयस्कन्धे हिरण्याक्षवधो नाम एकोनविंशोऽध्यायः अथ विंशोऽध्यायः सौनक उवाच
ॐ पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः हरि ओम् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम्।